Everything goes well.
Oh, it'll be a lovely party. Yeah.
Put that on that table, honey.
Lovely, yes, but sad.
Oh, Mary.
Mother, we'll all be going to different schools in the fall, scattered in every direction. You know, this is really farewell.
Well, you know, there has to be an end before there can be a beginning.
It seems so strange being away from home and people closest to me.
It'll be strange for us, you're not being here.
Mother.
Oh, Mary, it's not too late for you to change your mind.
Change my mind? Well, Mother, how can you possibly...
Sorry, dear, I don't know how that thought entered my head.
Well, I guess we all get a little sentimental as we get older. Well, did you have any luck?
In my professional opinion, that is one sick car.
Today of all days.
You can say that again. Never mind, I'll say it myself.
Honey, you'll have to pick up the cake on your way to the hospital.
Now that proves my point.
Oh, Jeff. Well, never mind. I'll put it in the machine.
Now, speaking of machines, Dad, if I had my own car,
Jeff, that discussion is closed.
But, Dad, it's money I saved. Gee, don't I have a right to do with my money what I want?
Honey, for $189? I mean, all you'll get is some dangerous road.
Oh, Mom, I know enough about cars not to get stuck with a lemon. Now, if you'd had me along when you bought that thing.
But, Jeff, $189.
Mom, it's a city auction. There'll be some great deals there. Well, Smitty got his car there last year, and it runs great.
Yeah, well, they are cars that are just driven around the city.
Right, by city officials. You know, the Waterworks Commission and stuff.
Well, Jeff, you know, buying a car is one thing, and supporting it is another.
Dad, I said it'd be my responsibility. The gas, oil, the works.
When is this auction?
Oh, Dad, thanks. You're a pal, a real pal.
I gather I said yes.
It seems that way.
More fun than finger painting.
Uh-huh.
Can I do some?
Well...
Just a little squishy one?
All right, honey, you can do the last three, but you be very careful now. Mary, be sure that's chopped fine.
Oh, yes, honey.
I'm off. What are my orders?
Oh, honey, I have just a few things. I'm sorry to bother you, but I'm really stuck without a car.
Oh, Daddy, be very careful when you pick up the cake. It's all whipped cream.
I got it with my life.
Honey, stop by Johnson's and pick up some thin mints and mixed nuts.
Gee, Mickey, better drive with it on your lap so it won't jiggle around in the seat.
Sure. Okay.
And then go next door and get some tall white candles. Oh, and the flowers on the cake and the little lemon leaves. Don't let them forget that.
The lemon leaves, flowers on the cake, tall white candles, mixed nuts, and slim mints.
Honey, sometimes you amaze me.
How about that?
Daddy, the most important thing is to pick up my formal at the cleaners.
The shindig tonight is a formal?
Oh, Daddy, it's not a shindig. It's a formal candlelight sit-down dinner party, and everything has to be absolutely perfect.
Whatever happened to the good old-fashioned weenie roast?
Oh, that's for children. Speaking of children, where's Tricia?
What are you doing?
Helping.
On that note, I bid you all a fond farewell.
Would you clean her off thoroughly, please?
I did it.
Did what?
I am no longer a pedestrian.
You bought a car already?
Let us say that I am now a motorized citizen on life's highway.
Let us say we go outside and take a look at
it. Well, shouldn't you have had a mechanic check it first or something?
Mama belonged to the city. How far out could I go?
I'm afraid to hazard a guess.
Well, go on. Make jokes. You'll change your mind when you see the kind of deal I made.
No, just remember our deal. This car is your responsibility in toto. Gas, repairs, everything.
Are you kidding? I'm going to make money on this thing.
Uh-oh.
This we have to see quickly.
Be my guests.
Oh, hey, wait for me.
shrewd, huh? Excuse me, sister dear. Well, Dad, aren't you going to say anything?
Not in front of Tricia, I'm not.
You bought a bus?
You don't understand.
Oh, yes, I do. That's a bus.
Dad, first of all, I got it at my price because no one else bid on it.
I wonder why.
Because no one else had a...
No one else had a forehead?
Do you have any idea how much gasoline a thing like that takes?
Mm-hmm. 38 gallons fills it.
That's gasoline, you know, not water. Huh? Gasoline, not to mention the oil.
Dad, you haven't heard my plan yet.
You're going to sink a well in the backyard.
Tricia, you'll hurt yourself. Go on, Jeff.
Well, Dad, I am going to run a school bus service. Now, you see, that bus will hold about 50 kids. And even at 10 cents a head, that's $10 a day.
Jeff, wait a minute. At 10 cents a head, 58 kids, that's $5.
No, Dad, that's $5 one way and $5 back. They'll want to get home, too. And there'll be a charter service for football games and for theater parties. Well, you name it. I got big plans.
Yes, well, I have to get to the hospital. We'll discuss this later.
You know, Jeff, you have done some dumb things in your life. But this really takes the cake. Congratulations.
Daddy, wait a second.
Now, you see, Mom, I'll get in contact
with... Honey, it seems like only yesterday you were this size.
You see, Trish, I'll get a whole mess of little kids just like you, and then I'll be able to take them to school and everything. Boy, that'll be neat. You just don't understand.
Mother, do you think I'm beginning to age? You know, I think it's terrible the way you're encouraging Jeff.
I'm not encouraging him. I'm merely amused.
What is so amusing about having a bus parked in front of our house?
Well, we'll settle it tomorrow. Don't nag him today. He has to go take his scholarship exams.
Yeah, well, I hope he doesn't think he's going to leave that thing parked in front of the house tonight. I can just see all the kids arriving in their formals with that bus out there. I would die.
Well, he'll park it someplace else tonight.
Yeah, well, he better.
Well, I'm off to the brain factory.
Well, good luck, honey.
What? Mom, did Einstein need luck? Did Schweitzer? Hey, any advice from an older college student?
What kind of a remark do you call that? But drive carefully and don't bring that thing home with you.
Oh, yes, honey. Could you park it someplace else for tonight because of the party?
Oh, sure. I'll leave it in the lot at school. Get it right home with one of the guys.
Good. Fine. And don't bring that thing home with you.
I heard you. Well, keep everything crossed.
Good luck, honey.
See, Mother, I told you. Even Jeff noticed.
Can I go to college when Jeff goes?
Well, I think you'd better finish grammar school and high school first.
Would Jeff still be there when I get there?
I sincerely hope not.
But there's an excellent possibility.
Hey, Jeff's getting into the bus. Is he taking it to school?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Why not?
Because he can't get it started.
Don't say it. I probably just flooded it, that's all. I'll let it rest a minute and it'll be fine.
Jeff, you're going to be late. Now just leave it here.
Oh, leave it here?
But when he comes home, he can...
Mother, those exams take all day. He may not get back until after the party starts.
Hey, relax, will you? Now, just give it time, it'll start. You see? Hurt like a kitten.
What was that?
I don't get it. Well... Must be something minor. Find me before. Well, I got a few minutes. I'll fix it in a jiffy.
Jeff, you don't have time now. Come on, get going.
Mother?
Mom, I have plenty of time.
Now, how are you going to get there, dear?
Oh, I'll get a ride with Smitty. Oh, come on, cheer up. You know, things could be worse. They had a garbage truck for sale, too.
Oh.
Wish me luck, Mom. Bye-bye, Mary.
Good luck. Mom. Bye.
Oh, Mother, I wanted everything to be perfect tonight.
It will be.
What, with this thing here?
Oh, what'll my friends think?
Well, aren't some of the boys coming over this afternoon to help put up the lights?
Yes, how would they?
Well, maybe one of them can get it started.
Well, how are they? It's pretty mechanical.
There, you see, your problems are all solved.
But come on, let's go get back at the food, huh?
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, no.
Oh, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. There's been some mistake. This isn't a bus.
What do you mean it's not a bus? What is it, a boat?
Well, it is a bus, but it isn't.
Well, you're a little bit confused, lady. Where's the driver? Now, listen, why don't you just pay your fare and sit down?
No, but that's what I'm trying to tell you. There isn't a driver. You see, this is privately owned. It belongs to my son.
It's all well, the bus. Yeah.
Now, don't pay any attention to that.
What about our money?
Wait a minute.
What
about our money back?
Yeah. Have your money.
We've been sitting here for a long time. We've got our money in the bank. We didn't get a ride. Just let me have the money.
Yeah, but you're certainly not going to keep our money. Will you be happy?
Now, just a minute.
Our very bank.
Come on. Get that money out of there.
That's our money. We don't have money in there.
Okay, Howie, give another roll, would you?
It's no use.
Look, how do you know until you try? Will you go in there and start that thing?
Howie, what do you think?
Well, what we need is a transformer.
For the motor?
Nope, for your face. Come on, drop the worried look. Everything's going to be all right.
Oh, sure, sure. And when everybody arrives tonight and says, what's that bus doing parked in front of your house? What am I supposed to say?
Well, how about what bus?
Will you please try to get this thing started?
We have been trying for hours. In fact, you might say this is about the most trying afternoon I have ever spent.
Oh.
Will you please stop gabbing and go in there and start that thing?
Aye, aye, sir.
Is it going to make those big noises again?
I'm afraid so, madam. May I?
Hold it.
Oh, thank you.
I wish I could do that.
Well, I give up. This thing's just got me beat.
Well, now, it sounded fine for a minute.
Oh, a gallant attempt by an old trooper.
Well, now, what am I going to do now?
Just say farewell to an old friend. Good journey to that big bus depot in the sky.
Look, I am not laughing. Somebody has got to do something with this monster. Set fire to it, blow it up, anything. Oh, Mother. Mother, they can't get that thing started. No, it was your idea to let Jeff leave it here. We've got to get rid of it. We've just got to.
Maybe we could tow it someplace.
Tow it? With what?
A tow truck.
Oh, of course, Mother. You're brilliant. You're positively brilliant. Bill, come here. Did you hear?
What did she say?
Well, she just lifted the burden from your shoulders with two little words.
Two words? Get lost?
Tow truck.
Tow truck?
Tow truck. Well, can't you just tie a rope on it, pull it?
No, I can lift the front end first.
You're going to try to lift that big bus.
Lady, little Bessie here, cheap, could hoist the Queen Mary. This is the best little tow truck in the business.
Couldn't you have called a bigger one? They don't list them in the Yellow Pages according to size.
Bessie may be small, but she's got what it takes. Underneath that hood? All right, kids. Everybody off. Now, where do you want me to take it?
Well, anyway, just out of sight.
Look, lady, it's got to go to some particular place.
Well, how about the river? Just take it back to your garage. We'll call you about it later.
Okay. Everybody stand back while Bessie and I lift it up.
Think.
Like a flea trying to take a dog for a walk.
You want to bet? He left that bus like a feather.
Thank you.
just reverse the engine on the hoist?
Sure I could if the gears weren't jammed. The whole transmission's fouled up.
But can't you tow it on two wheels?
Look, lady, I wouldn't tow that thing if I was on six wheels. All I want now is just to get loose and get out of here. That's all I want. Get out of this place. That drive me crazy, this gang. Hey, Bessie, baby, what did they do to you?
Can't you cut something?
Sure, if you got a cutting torch. That steel chain's out there, lady.
Hey, look, maybe we ought to call another tow truck, huh?
You kidding? I got my pride.
We have a saw in the garage. Would that be of any help?
A saw? A saw?
Well, somebody suggest something.
Yes, sir. Sir, you have got to get rid of these two things before the party tonight. You've got to. Oh.
All right, you guys, don't sit there. Start jumping.
I got to get out of here.
Start jumping. Get out of here. Jump. 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 Jump.
I'm going to call everybody and tell them that the party is off. Now, Mary, wait. Oh, Mother, this is just too much. Why did everything have to happen at the one day of my life when I wanted everything to be
Let's
perfect?
Let's be hysterical. We can't think.
Who wants to think? I want to forget the whole thing.
Have you any idea what's going on out there?
Honey, did they put the flowers on the cake?
Oh, no.
Oh, Mary, it's lovely. Look at the little lemon leaves.
Mother, how can you talk about little lemon leaves?
There's a whole wrecking yard out in front of our house.
Oh, I'm going to call the kids and cancel the party.
No, no, come on, Mary. No, calm down. Don't you dare do that. Now, you take the cake and put it upstairs and out to the dressing refrigerator.
Where is the genius who started this whole thing?
You know, it's always the same. Jeff starts these things and then he walks out. Oh!
Now what?
Well, we've got another little problem.
Another one?
Well, they backed up another truck in front of the tow truck and... Well, maybe you better come look, huh?
I can't.
Okay, pal. Come on now. Let it down easy. That's it, baby. Come on. Here we go. That's it. Atta boy. That's my boy.
Try to use the weight of the pickup to pull the front of the tow truck down, but now we can't get him loose.
Well, that bus must be... made out of solid lead.
Well, you want to take a look at it, Dr. Stone?
Show them how to straighten it out, dear.
Thanks a lot.
No, Mary, don't do it. Don't.
Mother, I have got to. We cannot go through with it.
No, honey. We're not going to give up. This party means too much to you now.
Mother, I cannot have my friends over here with all that junk out in the middle of the street.
Honey, there will be a way out. Now, something will happen.
What happened?
I can't bear to look.
Came down.
Are you all right?
Am I all right? Lady, I'd like to make a deal with you. You don't know me, and I don't know you, and let's keep it that way. You and your bus. As for you, Bessie... You old traitor, you! Oh, I was only kidding, Bessie. I love you, Bessie, baby. Hold on, me, honey. I love you. Oh, Bessie, Bessie! Speak to me!
Well, we're right back where we started from with that awful bus out there.
I'm sick. I'm just sick. You know, nothing has turned out the way we planned.
Well, sometimes that's good.
Good? Oh, I mean it.
Look at Columbus. Oh, he planned to go to India. And if his plans had turned out, where would we be now?
I don't know, but I'd rather be there.
The trick is to take a disadvantage and turn it into an advantage.
The disadvantage being that bus out there.
Right. I think I've got an idea.
Mother, where are you going? Down to the basement to find your Christmas tree lights.
Oh, fine.
Hey, Billy, come on. It's party time.
Where's the food?
I'm back.
See you later, boy.
Right, boy.
Okay.
just a terrific party.
Oh, well, thank you.
Mother, this is Joyce Morrell. You remember she was voting Miss Teenage Miami?
Oh, how nice to meet you. I hope you're having a good time.
I've never seen anything like it. It's the most original idea for a party. I mean, using a bus. How did you ever think of it?
Ask her. Well, Joyce, as you know, necessity is the mother of invention. Well, I have necessity be a mile. I am the mother of Jess Owen.
You did?
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yes, I had a marvelous time, too.
Well, yes, it was a rather unique idea. I just wanted it to be an evening none of us would ever forget. I'm sure none of us will ever forget it.
Oh, well, good.
All right, thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Mother, it's unanimous. Everybody said it was the best party they ever been to, and all because of you
and Christopher Columbus.
Yes, that funny little man with the tow truck.
Well, you seem in good spirits this morning.
Hi, it's unanimous. We are the Pearl Masters of the Hilldale Social Set.
Everybody thinks the bus was wonderful.
I trust you've given Jeff his share of the honors.
Oh, come to think of it, I haven't seen him this morning. Where is he?
Oh, I heard him go out very early this morning.
Really?
Ooh.
Don't worry about a thing. It's all taken care of.
What's taken care of?
They're coming to haul the bus away this afternoon.
Who's coming?
City Transit System. See, I went down and explained everything to them.
And they took the bus back?
No, I traded it.
For what?
Oh, it's a great deal. And this time I checked everything out real thoroughly.
Check what out?
What I traded it for.
Jeff, maybe we have one straight answer. What did you trade the bus for?
Police car.
A police car?
And it really runs great, too. Except for one little thing. That's it.
One little thing?
It's just a minor adjustment, really.
What is it?
Short in the wiring.
Well, it could be worse. It could have been a street cleaning truck.
Or a steamroller. Or a garbage truck.
Or a cement mixer.
Or a paddy wagon. Or a fire truck.
Or a bulldozer.
Or a police car. With a short in the wiring.
Has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.